Welcome to Hudson Valley's Real Estate Explained, your getaway to understanding real estate. Whether you're buying your first home, an experienced investor, or just real estate curious, this is the place for you. So dive in with us as we unravel the intricacies of property deals and investment strategies guided by industry experts. We're demystifying Hudson Valley real estate together. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Hudson Valley Real Estate Explained. And we have a very timely podcast for you today where we are jumping into why the Hudson Valley is probably the most ripe it's ever been for selling your home. We have a lot of conversations lately with people that are thinking about selling their home, that are talking about the spring market coming up. And our advice lately has been probably something that will surprise a lot of you. So let's get into it. I am here again with my co-host, Mr. Rick Brescia. Rick, how are you today?
I am wonderful, Mike. Thank you again for having me. And yeah, and thanks for scheduling all these so early on a Monday morning. That's awesome.
For those of you that are following our podcast, make sure to check out. We are actually doing this live, and we're going to be continuing to do these live on YouTube. Follow Team Banks RE, Team_Banks, that's BANX_RE on YouTube, where we're starting to post those videos, and you're going to get a lot more content coming up. So we appreciate the follow. And yeah, let's jump into it. So this is going to be a much more timely podcast, not something that's as evergreen as some of our other podcasts. This one is really talking about the market as it sits today, right now, and some of our experiences and what, you know, we're going to recommend some buyers and sellers consider. Specifically when it comes to getting your home on the market. So
a timely and important drop of information, I think, here, because it is probably one of the biggest questions right now is, when do I launch? I want to put my house on the market. What's a great time to do it?
Yeah. And traditionally, right, the spring market in May, where flowers are in bloom and your house is looking the best it possibly can, makes a lot of sense to get your house on the market when it shows its best, right? It's like going on a first date. You want to put on your makeup or, you know, look your best. Well, not you, Rick, but, you know, you want to look your best, and your house typically looks its best in May and June, right?
Sure. Generally. Yeah, I agree. However, we all know what flowers look like and, you know, and beautifully cut lawns. And I think that might be a mistake. I think you're waiting a little bit. And plus, we can't forecast. You know, as good as we are at this business, it's impossible to forecast what that market's going to bring. And notoriously, I think that sometimes people do wait too long into the spring before they put their home on the market. We always tend to see a nice jump in March.
Yeah. So I agree. And, you know, for those of you that are just thinking about selling or getting into the real estate, you know, game at all, so to speak, we tend to see two swells of homes coming on the market. One is in spring, right? And that's anywhere in March, April, May. There's this swell of homes that come on the market. And then there's another one in fall. And in my opinion, it's really driven by, you know, traditionally it's been driven by two sort of motivating factors from buyers and sellers. And that is to complete the transaction either in summer, while school is out, or before the holidays, you know, and I'm not saying that homes don't transact throughout the year, all 12 months, they certainly do, but there's two very distinct motivating factors, and it's, I want to be in my new house by this summer, or I want to be in my new house or sell my house, you know, before the holidays, before, mm-hmm. you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you prefer to celebrate. New Year's, obviously. So,
but I think you're spot on with that assessment. That's been the case since I've been in the business, and with the exception of perhaps last year.
Last year did not have that swell of homes, and you know we're relating that into what we're calling the lock-in factor of nobody, or I shouldn't say nobody, but a number of people were less interested in selling their home, even if they wanted to sell their home, because they didn't want to give up their interest rate. And that is starting to become less and less of a factor, but it still is a factor. So, but what I really want to dive into and sort of share with our audience today is, you know, what we're seeing and why we're going to recommend waiting for the flowers to bloom. As I'm not going to call it a mistake, but I'm going to say not necessarily needed. Yeah, I don't think we need that. So I think more important than how well your house presents is this little well-known economic factor called supply and demand, right?
Indeed.
And supply and demand plays a huge role in home values and what you can get for your home. And I don't want to predict what it's going to look like, what supply and demand is going to look like in May. It'll probably be a seller's market as well. But guys, right now, you know, it's funny, since 2020, I've been talking about inventory just becoming lower and lower and lower. And I feel like a broken record saying it keeps getting even lower and more difficult. But we are, again, at the lowest possible point for homes available on the market. We continue to reach new lows. And right now, February was the lowest number of homes we've seen on the market. And to add to that, so I want to share a couple of very interesting statistics with our audience. Over the last couple of months, we've seen homes come on the market in December. And this is, for all intents and purposes, this covers a very large area. We get these stats that I'm about to read to you from our One Key MLS, which covers multiple counties, including Westchester, Orange County, Rockland County, Putnam County, Dutchess County, Sullivan County. So there's a lot of counties in this, but it's a great way to put your finger on the Hudson Valley market, the pulse of the Hudson Valley market. So we listed 3,087 homes in December, 5,146 homes in January, and 5,839 homes in February. Now, if we take a look at homes available for sale, in December there were 15,000, in January there were 14,900, and in February there were 14,200. So while we're listing more homes, we're selling them faster than we can actually put them on the market. And this is the lowest number of homes that we've had available for sale in our history. I'm pulling up stats for the last 10 years, and we are well below the lowest number. I mean, if we go and I'll look at the lowest point on any given year, because there's this clear sort of wave. December 2017 was really low with 22,000 homes available. December 2016 was really low with 24,000 homes available. When we get into like 22, it was 19,000 homes at its lowest point. And in February of 23, there were only 18,800 homes available. And right now in February, there were 14,000 homes available for sale. That number is astonishing.
Exactly. And that's supply. So let's look at the other side of that.
Yes. So obviously supply is very low. Our experience when it comes to demand has been just as high, if not higher, than we've ever seen it. Wouldn't you agree?
Shocking. You know, just from some team members telling us about recent open houses and biddings and things like that. And, you know, lines out the door at open houses right now because people are looking for those Hudson Valley homes.
Yeah.
And the good thing is we happen to have some.
Yes, we have some we have some homes that are hitting the market. We've got more coming up, but yeah, we did an open house last weekend where we had 48 groups, not 48 people.
Right. 48 different parties.
Different parties. We had to post somebody at the front door to manage traffic.
Which is interesting because my birthday was last week too, and my party didn't seem to have that kind of effect.
They were all out buying houses.
Maybe, yeah, perhaps. Let's go with that.
48 groups of people on top of the 40 scheduled appointments for that home. Absolutely tremendous, which, by the way, it wasn't priced absurdly low. In fact, this was a two-bedroom house, and it was the highest priced two-bedroom house in that township. So it's not a matter of we were pricing it extremely low and creating a bidding war at all.
No, those numbers are just astronomical. That is an insane amount of people to be walking through an open house on a weekend.
We put in an offer for a client not too long ago, and we received a response saying that we were one of 40 submitted offers on the house and that it was incredibly competitive. So we're just seeing this astronomical demand right now. And it appears to me that nobody is really, I don't want to say caring, but the win for buyers right now is getting into a home. They're tired of either living at home with mom and dad, or they're tired of living in their small apartment in the city, or they want their slice of the American dream. They want their house. They want to start a family. They're past the interest rate. It is what it is now. You know, the shock has settled. It's no longer a shock to them. They want their home and they're out there shopping, and you're holding on. You know, if you have a home that you are considering selling, that's the kind of market you're opening yourself into.
And at the same time, buyers shouldn't be discouraged because someone is winning these bids, you know, so there is somebody winding up with the home. It is a yeah. little bit more difficult than it was in the past, and you might pay a little bit more at times, but you never know. You know, real estate's always been in waves. So it's somewhere down the line, you know, it's really funny. I won't mention the type of house or the area, but I remember selling a house to somebody probably in about 2006 when the market was crazy high as well, and telling them that, in my opinion, as their buyer's agent, they're paying a very high amount for this home and that they'll probably never get that number.
Yeah.
I was so very wrong. If they put that house on the market today, they would indeed get that number.
Yeah.
So it does come full circle eventually. Real estate does go in cycles, and buyers can still get a nice home for the money at this point. However, sellers, do not wait. You know, it's just our opinions, but it's based on knowledge and a lot of fact.
Yeah.
You know, this is a time to get that house on there, and there, you know, you will probably get numbers that you didn't think you were going to get, or at least the amount of offers that you didn't think you'd get.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you are considering selling out there, don't put a huge emphasis or a huge value on waiting for the right time. The right time is now, because the supply and demand is there. Find yourself a great agent. A Team Banks agent can help you prepare that home quickly. We're thoroughly networked and we have a lot of connections that can get stuff done fast for you. If you want to fix something or repair something or clean something up, we're doing that for multiple sellers right now. We have homes coming on the market that we turned over for our sellers very quickly. And we can get that done and get ahead of the crowd. If there is a wave of people that look to sell this spring, you're going to be compared to other homes that are available. Right now, you're going to be compared to basically nothing. It's a small stake, and there are a lot of hungry buyers out there fighting for that one nugget right now.
Yeah, no, there certainly are. This would be the time. So yeah, I mean, you know, whether it's us or somebody else, make sure that you're speaking to a professional and you know how to properly launch that home. Just randomly putting it out there right now doesn't work. You may need to just do a couple little fine-tuning things to your house to get it up and get it perfect, and you may not even see that. Once again, if you're too close to the project, if you live in it, it's very hard to distinguish what you want to be done or what actually needs to be done in order to sell that house. A lot of times it's overkill.
Yeah.
Some people will pause right now because they're like, oh, I have to get all these things done for the spring. I need to freshen this up. I need to do this. And the buyers out there right now are not discriminating against, you know, it needs a coat of paint. Everyone knows how to paint, or hire a painter.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's very reminiscent of 2021, where the market was kind of on fire, but there was, you know, a lot more homes available at the time, but we had this very large demand. So interesting throwback to 2021. And just to elaborate on your point as to why it's super important to pick a great agent. In 2021, yes, homes were selling, but in order to maximize the amount that you earned for your home, having the right agent was critical. And we saw this happen over and over and over again. Number one is pricing it strategically, right? And having a pricing conversation with a really good agent that understands how to price the home to maximize the value is critical. You can't just throw it up there and ask for $1 million, because sometimes that will come back and hurt you. Number two is how to negotiate those offers, how to market that, because even when you are a rare commodity and demand is very high, there is a very big difference on how high is high when it comes to your offers that marketing can play a massive role in. a massive, massive role in getting the absolute most for your home. And it's not just professional photography or floor plans. It's all of the advertising and marketing and everything that, goes along with it to elevate everybody's experience and ultimately get you the most money. So hire a professional. Team Banks will deliver. Yes, Rick, you look like you want to say something.
Well, I just wanted to say, well said. I thought that was really well put. That's why I was looking at you like that. But if you'd like me to make something else up, I certainly could.
No. That's so getting the right person in there is critical, but also the time is now. Hudson Valley, you are ripe for selling your home. There is nothing standing in your way. If you're ready to go, great. If you're not ready to go and you want to talk about what it could look like in the future, give us a shout. 800-980-TEAMBANKS is the number to call, and you'll reach our office or go to teambanks.com. That's BANX.com, and check us out and check out the whole team. And we'd love to help you out. But either way, I'm looking forward to an incredibly passionate and exciting spring season coming up. I think this is going to be a great year for everybody in real estate.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. That's our show for the day. Make sure to, you know, leave your comments. If you've got questions about selling your home or thoughts or anything, we'd love to see your comments on Apple or Spotify. Come to our website, whatever it is. We love you guys, and we hope to see you out there in the market.
Cheers, everyone.
Team Bank signing off. See you around the valley. We're out.